Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Depends. If my friends are Japanese,
mm-hmm.
we are talking in Japanese.
Yeah.
But except Japanese, we are talking in English.
Yeah, you mean here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not in Japan. In Japan, like everywhere.
In Japan, yes. Of course, Japanese.
Yeah, or everywhere Japanese. Okay.
Yes.
So why did you learn English?
Why? Yes. I have been interested in abroad
mm-hmm.
since I was a little.
Yeah.
Yes, and if I can speak English, maybe I can get better job.
Uh-huh.
And I can get a lot of information.
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. So that's your motivation
mm-hmm.
of learning English. And also, was it compulsory in your school? Like,
mm.
was required in your school? And you were happy that it was required?
Happy are you? What's up there?
The English class. Like, were you good at the English classes in high school?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, maybe I can't understand.
Oh, so. So you became interested in English in high school when you were learning English or just before you were learning English?
Before I learning English.
Oh really?
Yes.
That's really open minded. Yeah, okay. Did you enjoy your English classes at high school? In school?
Yeah. I think so, and I had pen pal in the United States and Korea and Italy.
Oh, pen pal?
Yes, pen pal.
Oh.
So,
in the United States and Italy.
Yes, Italy and Korea.
Uh-huh. In the U.S. and Italy
and
where?
And Korea.
Korea?
Yes, Korea.
Okay.
South Korea.
Oh, okay. So all in English.
Mm-hmm. In English.
Is that was that required in your from your teacher?
No, just my hobby.
Where did you find the pen pal?
Yes, maybe by magazine.
A man? Oh!
Yes.
It's really cool. I never had a pen pal. Oh, that's really cool. Okay.
Yes, but I couldn't write English, so
mm-hmm.
I bought books and dictionary
oh.
and just copy the sentence.
Oh, copy the sentence. Okay, I think I should let you go now. Because you had to go to your class, so now do you still think you're yourself? How do you say, like you moved to the United States, but you're moving back to Japan soon, right?
Yes, this May.
Oh, really? What like which day? Which date?
29.
May
yes.
29. Okay, I'm graduating May 8th, so that's very early. So you still, how do you think your cultural, identity? Do you think you're still totally Japanese or?
Yes. I'm not sure I'm standard Japanese or not. Yes, but maybe something changed in my mind.
Uh huh.
Yes. Yeah. So. In Japan, we have only one race, almost one race, Japanese.
One. Yeah.
Yes. So, it's difficult to compare
mm-hmm.
with each other.
Yeah.
Yes, we have same culture,
mm-hmm.
and we have same meal,
uh-huh.
and we talk in Japanese.
Yeah.
So, but since I came here,
mm-hmm.
everything is different,
yeah.
of course.
Uh-huh.
But what changed?
Do you think yourself like before like you came to the United States? Is this your first time abroad?
No.
Oh, okay. So which places have you been before? Like did you
yes.
live?
Taiwan and Hong Kong
mm-hmm.
and Thailand and Macau and Korea and Canada.
Oh, okay. Have you lived in those places?
No, just
traveling.
Yes.
This is the first place you lived?
Yes,
abroad.
Live, yes.
Right. Okay.
First place.
Okay, I think something changed. Do you think, like, before you're a Japanese and traveling, and now you're becoming more globalized, mm-hmm. or like you're living in a different culture and you know so many different people, so many different from so many different cultures. So do you think that your view of the world, mm-hmm. broadened?
Yes, maybe, but I think the difference, mm-hmm. between people, mm-hmm. is bigger than difference between cultures.
Mm-hmm.
So in a sense, it doesn't matter if I live abroad or in Japan.
Oh, okay.
Yes, because okay. everything is different.
Yeah.
Everyone is different.
Yeah. Okay. So, great. So how long have you been here?
7 months. Just 7 months.
Oh, okay. So it's like a long traveling, like a long
yes.
trip.
long
Do you enjoy
produce.
It?
Of course.
Yeah. And you're learning a lot of English.
Mm-hmm.
I heard from Lulu that you made a lot of a big progress in your English.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
She said you really worked hard and
she's so kind.
A lot, yeah. And she said, did you like not speak before, like very, very shy or something?
Usually I'm not shy, but I didn't know how to speak English,
mm-hmm.
even just only thank you or how are you, or
yeah.
it was different.
Mm-hmm. And now you became more comfortable.
Ah, yes.
Because we're taking classes, like the classes
mm-hmm.
helped a lot.
Yeah, I think so. And I noticed it doesn't matter if I can't speak English,
mm-hmm.
because we can communicate without English.
Yeah,
yes.
a lot of gestures, body language.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, it's really, yeah, it's great. Do you speak to other people outside of class?
Mm-hmm.
So what are the people, like your friends or
yes.
In English?
In English, yes, my friend or neighbor.
Uh huh.
Yes, or
your neighbors are American.
Yeah, American or Chinese or a lot of people.
Oh, okay. So your neighbors and your friends.
Mm-hmm.
You, where do you know your friends here?
Yes, almost them. I know them in class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most from class.
Yes,
yeah.
But except that. I met a supermarket or
oh.
neighbor or anywhere.
Oh, okay. That's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a good community
to yes.
practice English. Yeah. That's nice. Okay. I wish I could have talk to you more.
Oh, it's time?
I think so, yeah.